Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Now, breaking news. Pew, pew, pew. The city of Netherlands, they're taking a vote very shortly to find out whether they should ban fireplaces in the house. Now, the reason? Toxic fumes. I will say, as you're walking, like on a winter's day, you're walking down, someone's got a fireplace going, you're like, that stinks a little bit. But to ban them? Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, but I want you to weigh in 0429 985 985, or give me a call 93130985. Love to have a chat. What do you think about this? Banning fireplaces, should it happen? I mean, if it starts in Netherlands, will it go throughout Perth? Not too sure. 0429 985 985 is the number. Where do you sit with this? Should they? Yay or nay? No, I think if that's their way to heat their home, then so be it. And when it comes to toxic fumes, I mean, there are bushfires all over the place. We have to deal with it on a regular basis anyway. A few days during winter, I'm not convinced. But I'd love to hear from you. 0429 985 985. They're putting the pressure on. They want the state government to basically fund an indoor wood heater replacement program. Now, dating back a few years, the WA government, they did look into this, and they actually had a heater replacement program. And that was back in 2006 and 2007. The scheme offered $600 rebates to encourage people using wood fire heaters to convert to an alternative heating source. Now, 955 people jumped on that, and that was, dating back to 2006 and 2007. So, would you do it? Yay or nay? We've got Marilyn on the phone. Marilyn, what are your thoughts on this? Should fireplaces be banned?
Yes, I firmly agree they should. For a start, it'll save a lot of the trees.
Okay, good point.
We need trees because they make oxygen, and oxygen we need to live. So, also there's pollution in the air, you know, come winter time. I have a lot of pollution around me. So, that's a good thing if fireplaces are banned. So the amount of children that get burnt, so because parents neglect to put screens up against their fires.
True.
I've known houses that burn down because of an ember that's sort of fallen out onto a carpet or whatever.
Mm.
So, there's lots of things, but I think probably for the environment, it's great, you know, because that affects people, and also burns are very nasty. So
yeah, they are. But it teaches kids not to touch hot things, doesn't it, Marilyn?
Well, yes, but kids will be kids.
I had a lot of fun as a little kid, throwing big logs of wood on the fire.
Well, listen, you know, back in my day, my dad used to chop a tree down, and then from the lounge room door into our fire was this great big log, and he just kept feeding as it burnt down.
Oh, really?
So.
Okay, that's next level.
He used to make toast on a great big long metal thing that he made. So, you know, back in the day when we knew no better and there were more trees around, that was fine. But in this day and age, I think they're outdated.
All right. Marilyn, thank you so much for the call. Putting you down as yes, ban it. A few ticks coming through here. Christopher says, so are they going to go around and remove them from all the heritage buildings? It's a no from Chris. Helen says, absolutely. It causes so much pollution. Fireplaces are banned in New South Wales for 20 years. Didn't know that. And it has created a better air quality. Callie, what are your thoughts on this one?
I'm a big no supporter. I have had one for years, and they are the best form of heating for the house that's going.
So it's purely just for the heat. What about looks? Because it's quite nice to just sit around a fire, isn't it, Kelly?
Yeah, it's definitely a different kind of heat and a different kind of atmosphere in the house. Although my house tends to have the washing hanging around it drying as well, so the looks aren't always so good.
Nice looking at towels.
You know, Yeah, I'm not running the dryer, though. And, you know, my attitude is the modern fireplaces are very clean burning if you run them right. electricity is predominantly still coal fire powered, and the dirt's down at Collie instead of up here in Perth where you can see it. And gas is all hydrocarbons that you're burning as well. So, you know, if you're not running your wood fire properly, it might look bad because it's smoking, but you can run them properly with clean burning fireplaces. It's just as efficient or better.
Very good. I guess the only thing left then is the fact that it's unsafe. Have you burnt yourself recently, Kelly?
Touchwood, no. So let's hope you haven't jinxed me to
death. I'm sure you'll be fine. All right. So
I wear my thick gloves when I'm handling wood and the flies, but I don't do stuff like that.
Yeah. You've clearly learned it from previous times, maybe. Kelly, thank you so much for the call. A big fat no from you. Still, there are texts coming through here. No to the fireplace. No, there are worse things that should be banned. Gas heaters can be dangerous and electricity is expensive. So let's start with that. More here. No, definitely not. I think the very well-off residents want the state government to subsidise their lounge room renovations. Awesome stuff. You can keep the text coming, 0429 985 985. These stats are a bit old, so they're dating back to about 2005, but there were 52,000 homes here in Perth using firewood. So obviously that'll be a lot less now, but still quite a lot. That's a big number. We've got Dana on the phone. Dana, what are your thoughts on this one?
We have a fireplace. We absolutely love it. I cook a lot on the top of it over winter. We go out as a family and collect wood. You're allowed to, and it helps clear up the fallen trees. So it helps through bushfire season.
Of course.
It drastically cuts our power consumption. Yeah, and it's just got this warm, homely feeling that you don't normally get.
It's so true. It's that feeling, isn't it? But you're doing it the right way as well. Like, you're going out, you're collecting wood that's already down there, which is helping, obviously, the bushfire season. Like, you're doing it very, very well, Dana. Any burns? Have you got yourself corner of the thumb?
Not yet.
No? Okay, again, touch wood.
Not yet. Yeah, hopefully.
All right,
it's just something that we grew up with.
It's just nice. Do you have kids, Dana?
I do.
And how do you find that, keeping them away from it? Is that a hard thing to do, or?
No, they just know not to touch it.
Yeah, it's hot. Don't touch. Makes sense. Dana.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much for giving us a call. A lot of people now saying no. Initially, the texts were coming through and they were saying yes, ban, ban, ban. Now it's flipped the other way. No, no, no. You can keep them coming. 0429 985 985. Where do you stand on this? Yay or nay? Banning fireplaces. I'm leaning in the no camp. I think, hey, look, yes, bring a subsidy. If people want to change it out, by all means, go for it. Make it affordable. But at the end of the day, to ban it? I don't know. Seems a bit much. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.